Did you used to use that expression, snap beans, when you were a child?
Yeah, I heard that a lot.
Okay, that's what I was wondering about. And the beans that you have to take out are called?
Hull beans.
Uh-huh. And when you do that to a bean, you say you're?
Got shell beans.
All right. Now, the yard, what do you call the kind of large yellowish ones?
Butter beans.
Did you? Yeah. And then, can you think of a couple other kinds of shell beans?
The birdhouse and
October's,
I reckon, would be.
And the top of a turnip that you can eat is called?
Called greens.
Now, what else did you cook besides turnip tops?
Well, you cook, anybody like them could cook all turnip tops, or they could put kale and mustard, one stuff another in, and have mixture. But you see, better to mix it with other stuff than was just with the turnip tops by themselves. I never did like turnip tops much. Just by itself, you plantain and lamb's quarter and all kinds of stuff like that.
What's lamb's quarter?
Well, it's just a weed that looks like a weed. I don't know what. You don't see it anymore much.
But you mean you could use a lot of different kinds of weeds?
Oh, yes.
In the
dandelion, we used to pick that for greens. And that's a little.
And I suppose mustard.
The thing that grows right flat on the ground with a little yellow bloom. You've seen
them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now that I'm familiar with. I know dandelions. I can't get them out of my yard.
Well, they're here in this yard. A lot.
And on a corn stalk, the top, the thing that up on the top of the corn stalk is called?
Tulsa.
And the when you take the corn off the stalk, then you have to take off the
shuck.
Did they used to have parties? Remember years ago they had parties where they'd shuck corn?
Yes, corn shucking.
Have you ever been to one of those?
Oh, yes, had them.
Okay, tell me about one of those, what they did.
Well, you ask your hands in, you know, you get dinner or supper, on how much corn you'd have, and shuck corn, eat supper, and have a big time, and then maybe have a play after supper.
Now, what do you mean by a play?
Well, music. Oh, yeah. I don't know what they call it now. We call it twist then.
Is that right? Did you use the term twist when you were a child? Young, they used to call it a twist.
Last time ever I played was after I was married, and my father-in-law's, and there's all church members, or a bigger part of them was, and there's one fella there, and they was afraid of him, and he didn't have none of them wouldn't play with him. And my mother-in-law said to me, she says, got around, she says, she always called me Caddy. She says, Caddy, she says, you play with John. I says, no, Ma, I don't want to. And she says, well, she says, just for a minute, she says. And I says, what's the idea? And she says, well, she says, we belong to the church, and might not everyone here does. And she says, he can go and tell that we had a frolic. And she says, that maybe get us all in trouble. And she says, please go. And I says, all right. And so he's sitting over there and dumb and looking. And I said, John, I says, let's not let them outdo us. I says, let's play a game with them. He says, all right. And boys, he was hit the floor, and I just went made a round and come back and sat down. I was done. I just got him on the floor, and then I was quit.
Was that like a square dance?
Yeah, something like a square dance.
Did you